The bystanders began now to look at each other, nod, wink significantly, and tap their fingers against their foreheads. There was a whisper also about securing the gun and keeping the old fellow from doing mischief, at the very suggestion of which the self-important man in the cocked hat retired with some precipitation. At this critical moment, a fresh, comely woman pressed through the throng to get a peep at the gray-bearded man. She had a chubby child in her arms, which, frightened at his looks, began to cry. "Hush, Rip," cried she. "Hush, you little fool. The old man won't hurt you." The name of the child, the air of the mother, the tone of her voice, all awakened a train of recollections in his mind.
"What is your name, my good woman?" asked he.
"Judith Gardiner."
"And your father's name?"
"Ah, poor man. Rip van Winkle was his name, but it's 20 years since he went away from home with his gun, and never has been heard of since. His dog came home without him, but whether he shot himself or was carried away by the Indians, nobody can tell. I was then but a little girl."
Rip had but one question more to ask, but he put it with a faltering voice.
"Where's your mother?"
"Oh, she died, too. Died but a short time since. She broke a blood vessel in a fit of passion at a New England peddler."